This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Witnesses in Sudan said on Thursday security forces opened fire with guns and heavy tear gas in the capital Khartoum as anti-military rule protesters marched towards the presidential palace. A police officer was killed while on duty at the demonstration, police said in a statement. State television said he was stabbed by a protester. Huge crowds have regularly taken to the streets demanding civilian rule since a coup on October 25th ended a power-sharing arrangement in Sudan that began in 2019. Medics aligned with the protest movement say at least 63 people have been killed, mainly as a result of live bullets and tear gas from security forces. Military leaders justify their coup as saving Sudan from chaos and have said they will protect the right to peaceful protest. The European Union will impose sanctions on Mali in line with measures already taken by a 15-country bloc of West African states, EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell said on Thursday. The Economic Community of West African States agreed to restrictions against Mali on Sunday, including the suspension of financial transactions over the interim authorities' failure to hold democratic elections next month, as agreed following a 2020 military coup. Borrell said the EU move was also a response to the arrival of private military contractors from Russia, whose members are mostly ex-service personnel. France has thousands of troops fighting Islamist militants in the Sahel region and in December joined 15 other countries, mostly European states, in condemning the possible arrival of mercenaries. This is VOA News. Russia said on Thursday it was hitting a dead end in its efforts to persuade the West to block Ukraine from joining NATO and roll back decades of alliance expansion in Europe, and threatened unspecified consequences in response. Russia's deputy foreign minister was quoted by TASS news agency as saying military specialists were providing options to President Vladimir Putin in case the situation around Ukraine worsens, but diplomacy must be given a chance. He said talks with the United States in Geneva on Monday and with NATO in Brussels on Wednesday had shown there was a, quote, dead end of difference of approaches, and he saw no reason to sit down again in the coming days to restart the same discussions. Russia has forced the United States and its allies to the negotiating table by assembling around 100,000 troops near the border with Ukraine while denying it plans to invade. A former Syrian secret police officer was convicted by a German court Thursday of crimes against humanity for overseeing the abuse of detainees at a jail near Damascus a decade ago. He's the highest-ranking Syrian official so far convicted of the charge, and the verdict was closely watched by those who suffered abuse or lost relatives at the hands of President Bashar Assad's government in the long-running conflict. The German state court concluded the defendant was in charge of interrogations at a facility in the Syrian city of Douma, where suspected opposition protesters were detained. The court sentenced the 58-year-old to life in prison. Victims and human rights groups have said they hope the verdict in the 19-month trial will be a first step towards justice for countless people who have been unable to file criminal complaints against officials in Syria or before the International Criminal Court, with Russia and China blocking action. Schools, universities, and many shops were closed in Lebanon on Thursday as a general strike by public transportation and labor unions paralyzed the crisis-hit Mideast nation. Protesters closed the country's major highways as well as roads inside cities and towns starting at 5 a.m. local time to protest fuel prices that have increased at an alarming rate after the government lifted subsidies. About 80% of people in Lebanon live in poverty after the Lebanese pound lost more than 90% of its value in the past 2 years. Filling up a gasoline tank now costs more than the monthly minimum wage. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.